Shalom Aleichem. Mishnah Yomi continues for the 17th of Nisan, Chol HaMoed Pesach, in Chapter 6 of Nazir, Mishnah Bet. Now, yesterday in Mishnah Aleph, we talked about how a Nazir is chayev on a kezayit volume of grape products. Now, Mishnah Bet explains a little more. V'chayev, and he's liable, he gets lashes and has a Nazir infraction, al hayayin b'fnei atzmo, on wine by itself, a kezayit volume of wine, al anovim bifnei atzman, or grapes by themselves, v'lar chartzonim bifnei atzman. Now the chartzon is a part of the grape that we'll soon find out what it is, al azogim bifnei atzman, and the zog by themselves also. Now the Mishnah is going to explain very soon what is chartzon, what is zog. Rabbi Elazar ben Azarya Omer, now his opinion here is, eino chayev ad sheyochel shnei chartzonim v'zog. You'd have to eat two chartzons plus a zog. Now, in his opinion, a chartzon is the seed of the grape, and the zog is the skin around the grape. And his halachic opinion here is based on the pasuk, on the verse that says the nazir can't eat from chartzonim, and that im there is plural, so you need two or more chartzon, and a zog to the skin, which is the just singular, just a skin. But now the Mishnah brings a different understanding of the identity of chartzon and zog. Elu hen chartzonim, these are the chartzonim, the elohen zogim, and which are, so we're really asking which ones are the chartzon, which ones are the zogim, har chartzonim elohetzonim. So here they're saying chartzonim is the outside, the skin of the grape, zogim elohapnimim, and the zog is the seeds inside the grape. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, this is according to Rabbi Yehuda, who disagrees with Rabbi Elazar ben Azarya. Rabbi Yossi, Omena, Rabbi Yossi adds on Shalotite, so you don't make a mistake. He adds on a support in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda. It says, Kizug shel behema. Now, a zug is a bell, and they would hang it around the neck of the goat or the cow, and it would ring, and you'd know where your cow is. And zug also means pair, because we're about to find out the bell has two parts. He explains a chitzon zug. The outer part of the bell is actually called the bell. It's called the zug. But pnimi, and the thing inside the bell, the clapper, is called inbal. Years ago, I was in Yerushalayim, there was a hotel called Inbal, and it was right next to a reproduction of the Liberty Bell in Philadelphia. So I thought that was related, but I wondered why they didn't call it Hotel Zug. But I guess Inbal sounds like a better hotel name than Zug. Anyway, let's go on to Mishnah Gimel. Stam Nizirut Shloshim Yom. The default Nizirut, someone just says Hareini Nazir, doesn't specify a time limit, is 30 days, as we learned from Gematria, Kadosh Yihyeh. Yihyeh is Gematria of 30. Gilach, if he shaved his hair, Osho Gilchuhu Listim, or bandits shaved his hair. Apparently, you know, the bullies and the robbers, they might cut someone's hair. There's a Maisa in Tanakh where I think David HaMelech sent messengers, and the people, the kingdom, didn't like the messengers, and they cut off half their beards, and it was considered very insulting to do so. So if this happens by will or by force, soter shloshim yom, he loses out 30 days. The Barner explains he needs 30 days of growth before he does the concluding ritual and brings the offerings in the temple. So if he was in the middle of a 100-day nazirut, well, he hasn't really lost anything. But if he was on day 90 of a 100-day nazirut and they cut his hair off, well, he's going to have to count 30 more days and then bring his concluding offerings after he has 30 days of hair growth. Now the Mishnah explains what kind of haircut we're talking about. Nazir shegilach, a nazir who shaved his head, bein bezug, whether it's just a trim with zug. The word zug here means not the outside of a bell or the outside of a grape, but zug means a pair of scissors, as we call it. It's actually two parts linked together to perform the cutting action. So zug here is zug misporaim, a pair of scissors. Bein betar is using a razor to cut the hair. O shesifsif kol shehu, or he plucks out, rips out any hairs. Chayev. Then he is over the haircut restriction, and he's got to count at least 30 days. But the Mishnah adds, nazir chofif, a nazir is allowed to rub his hair, misofsif, or scratch his head. Although surik, but don't comb your hair, because the combs and many brushes, they do tend to remove hairs, which also can be a problem on Shabbos, combing and brushing. I have seen they make like a very, very soft Shabbos brush. It's so soft it doesn't remove any hairs, but it also doesn't really brush your hair either. Rabbi Yishmael, Omer Yishmael adds, lo yochof ba'adama, he should not shampoo his hair using dirt. Now, it was some sort of dirt derivative that was used to clean out the hair sometimes. It does cause the hair to fall out. It's sort of a harsh shampoo. So perhaps the Nazir should only use baby shampoo. I'm sure when we get the temple back, we'll have, you know, rabbinically approved kosher Nazir shampoo for this purpose. Yashar kochachem, a good moed. Moedim l'simcha.